Hello and happy Friday. Welcome into another edition of your favorite podcast, Burgers and Brats. Got a lot to break down. The NBA playoffs, they are upon us. The play-in tournament is going on. Just had a few games. Going to have a few games coming up to decide who gets that 8th seed in the East and Western Conference. And man, I'm here to break all the matchups down in the NBA. So stay tuned to find out my picks for the 2024 NBA playoffs. Before we get started, make sure to follow the podcast on any platform, any streaming service, literally anywhere. You can get your podcast at Burgers and Brats and stay up to date with the latest news on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Burgers and Brats. All right, so let's start with the play-in tournament. I mean, guys, I went, 2-0 in the West, 4-0. I went 4-0 in the play-in so far. Had the Lakers over the Pelicans, and the Pelicans were favored. I don't know why you guys are going against LeBron in the playoffs. Why would you do that? Then 18-point lead, I believe, kind of swindled down, got it to a tie game. Yeah, the Pelicans did lose Zion in a tie ball game with 3:13 left in the fourth quarter. That was huge. So, get that. And that is a tough loss for the Pelicans in this next game against a really good Kings team. But, I mean, you had Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum who did diddly squat in that game against the Lakers. And, I mean, if they even show up, the Pelicans probably have a chance, and they definitely have a chance against the Sacramento Kings. Anthony Davis, 20-15. LeBron, 23-9-9. D'Angelo Russell, 21. Austin Reeves, 16-5-6. So a lot of help from these bench guys for the Lakers. I mean, the Pelicans, I mean, Zion had 40-11, guys. That is incredible. That is insane. So this guy is just heating up, and he's going to be a star in the NBA. Like I said, Ingram, 11-4. CJ, 9-3. Valanciunas, 4-10. So not really there. Not much help. Lakers getting the win. Warriors losing to the Kings. I said it. The Kings are going. Kings are a much better team than this Warriors team. And Klay Thompson going 0-10 in this game is just insane. Klay Thompson, I'm sorry, buddy, but you are washed. Steph Curry only had 22 points. I think he 3-7 from 3. I think he only had 2 points or 4 points in the first half. So he had nothing going in the first half. This team was down pretty big. Did make a comeback. The Kings, man, Keegan Murray. 32 points. Sabonis, 16-12. Harrison Barnes even had 17. De'Aaron Fox, 24. So, all their starters putting up big buckets. And I definitely think they can handle this Pelicans team that's without Zion Williamson. I think it's going to be a pretty easy task for them to do. And the Kings are favored only by 1.5 in this game, which is a little surprising. Thought it'd be about maybe 3. In this game, but the Kings do have to go to New Orleans, and New Orleans seemed like a tough place to play. Tough win for the Lakers, but in the West, I'm going to take the Kings over the Pelicans to get that 8th spot. And then in the East, we had the 76ers get a 1-point win over the Heat, 105-104. Embiid really didn't do anything in kind of his return. Did knock down some big shots late in the game, but otherwise didn't really show up till then. Had 23-15 though. Maxey 19-3. Buddy Hield, man, great player. Nick Batum balled out 20-5. Who thought that guy would show up and play the game he did? Jimmy Butler though, big loss for the Heat. Looks like he got his MRI back. He's going to be out for weeks. So this playoff run is over for the Heat. Even if they win this next game, they got to go play the Celtics. It's over for them. Jimmy Butler at 19. Bam Adebayo at 10-12. Tyler Hero at 25 points, but I think he was 3-13 the first half, 9-27 in the second half. So had to put up a ton of shots just to get that. Caleb Martin only 5 points. Jovic, 5 points. Kevin Love at 10. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 15, but these role players are going to have to step up big for this Heat team if they want to beat the Bulls, who had a big win over the Hawks. Bulls kind of just dominated that game overall. Wasn't really got close, but really wasn't in contention for the Hawks. Coby White, heck of a game for the Bulls. Even Dante Murray, 30 points in this game. Trae Young, 22, and kind of hit a few games, fourth game back from his injury. But DeRozan, 22, Vucevic, 24, and then Kobe White, 42, man. 15 to 21, insane. I mean, if they play like that, I mean, the Bulls team is going to take care of this Heat team. Easy pickings, especially with no Jimmy Butler. In the East, I like the 76ers get the Knicks now, but I like the Bulls over the Heat in that one. So, give me the Bulls getting that. All right, let's go into some of these playoff series. I mean, this may be the best playoffs we've ever seen. It might be. It got some great matchups. Let's start with the one that nobody's going to care about, though. The number 5 seed in Magic at the 4 seeded Cavaliers. Cavaliers 4.5-point favorites on this first one. This game has two NBA TV games, two 1 o'clock tip central games. So Adam Silver said, get this series done and over with. We do not care. And it's a shame because this is good basketball. I mean, this is the series that no one's going to care. But Paolo Banchero, leading a great team. Donovan Mitchell, man. You got Cole Anthony, Franz Wagner, and the Magic. So this is actually really good basketball that's really underrated. And it should be a really good series. Both young teams, both teams deserve a lot of love. In the season, they went 2-2. But, I mean, a lot of Cavs players missed out on this series. Like I said, good offenses, but great defenses. Both teams are top 6 overall in defense. Suggs locked down Donovan Mitchell last time these two teams played. I kind of expect the same thing, but I think Mitchell does need 40-plus points in this series if the Cavs want to win. Paolo Banchero leading the team in points, rebounds, and assists. Jared Allen in points and rebounds. I like the Magic in this one. I mean, solid on defense, only allowing 108 points per game. That's third in the league. Fifth in the league in steals, kind of led by Suggs as well. This seems really good. Only 18-23 at home, so that's tough. But both teams kind of even, kind of 500 in their last 10. Give me the Magic in 6 in this one. I just like this young Magic team. I like Paolo Banchero, and it is the first game that tips off this weekend, so another 12 o'clock game Saturday for the Magic and Cavs. Give me the Magic in this series in 6. All right, next game, we got 2:30 p.m. first game, ESPN. 6-seeded Suns at number 3-seeded Timberwolves. Timberwolves a 1.5-point favorite in this one. I mean, this is maybe the best series of the playoffs, but it's so hard to say because every series is so good. We're getting great basketball. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal versus Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley, and Kat. So, great basketball. This Suns team hasn't really been healthy all year. They kind of got their mojo back. They've been healthy the last few weeks. Can they sustain it? Timberwolves just got Karl-Anthony Towns back a few games ago. He's been playing really good. Anthony Edwards, I mean, star player, franchise star, 26 points a game. Devin Booker leading the team for the Suns with 27 points a game. Can you trust Devin Booker and the Suns team to carry on into a postseason success? We haven't seen that. We've seen every time it's a game 7 for Devin Booker, this team just folds. Like, they are lawn chairs. They just fold when it happens. Kevin Durant as well, when it's big time clutch time in the playoffs, when he doesn't have Steph or Clay or Draymond with him, kind of just fold out. You got a solid team, but can you make the clutch buckets when it happens? Timberwolves, number one team in points against number one team in defense, only allowing 106 points a game. Both top 10 in field goal percentage. Suns, though, 49.5%, top 5 in the league. Otherwise, both teams pretty even in blocks, averaging about 6 a game. And turnovers, both bottom tier, averaging about 14 turnovers a game. So, got to take care of the ball because these high-powered, fast fast-paced offenses with lethal shooters on both sides. Every turnover, every bucket counts in this one. Like I said, the Suns are healthy. Cat's back for the Wolves. The Suns team's been everywhere, all over the place. But this Timberwolves team is so inexperienced, so young still, with Ant leading the way. Yeah, Cat, Gobert have the experience in league, but not really the experience in a deep playoff run. Kevin Durant's done it. I believe Booker's, but yeah, Booker's been to the finals. Bradley Beal, maybe won a few series in Washington, but otherwise, no. See how that plays into that. The Wolves, I really like them. I really like three seed. We're technically a one seed. One through three are technically one seeds in the West. That's how close that was. But can Booker and KD stay in these close games, make clutch buckets like we haven't seen recently out of Booker losing in like 40 point games in game sevens? Grayson Allen's been a big difference maker in this for this Suns team, so look to him, see what he can do with Mike Conley on the other side. Cat and Gobert, you got to lock down in the post. Got to do that. Can't let Nurkic get any points. Close him out. Really, you got lethal shooters everywhere, so you can get buckets anywhere for the Suns. But I'm taking the Wolves in seven in this one. Give me the Wolves over the Suns, baby. One of probably a few playoff series wins that the Wolves are going to experience soon. All right, and then let's go to 5 o'clock game Saturday, 5 o'clock Central on ESPN. Number 7 seeded Sixers at the number 2 seeded Knicks. Knicks without Julius Randle. Embiid is back. Didn't play great until kind of later in that game against the Heat, and it's still a close game without Jimmy Butler. Tyrese Maxey playing great, averaging 26 points a game in Embiid's absence. Now, a person, a baller that's been playing even better, Jalen Brunson, man, averaging 29 points a game. He's been averaging like 40 points a game the last few weeks. It is the Jalen Brunson show. Now, we haven't been able to see if it's just a one-man show. It doesn't really get you too far in the playoffs. You got to have a solid team around you. I mean, one day you're not making buckets or just taking too many shots, not sharing it. It's going to go downhill, and you're going to lose to a better overall team. No Randall. No help with that. Batum, Maxey, Buddy Hield, great role players for the 76ers. If they're making their shots, this series could be over pretty quick. And it could be a 7 seed over a 2 seed winning. Brunson, though, I mean, I don't see any reason why he's going to stop playing so great. Both teams, not great in getting offense efficiency, top 20 in points per game, but that's not great in a fast-paced environment with the NBA. Now, defensive-wise, Knicks are second best in the league in points against. That's only allowing 108 points a game. Free throws, huge in this series. That's going to come down to that. Super close. The 76ers are second in the league at 82.5% making their free throws. Knicks, lower percentile, 78%. So that's huge. If 80% from the free throw line, that's a lot of buckets made. A lot of easy buckets made that help you. Turnovers. 76ers only giving up 11 in the league. That's first. And they're taking the ball away at the highest efficiency in the league at 8.5 per game. So I am going to take the 76ers over the Knicks. Oh, man. I know Knicks fans, they don't know what winning feels like. It's been like 40 years, right? It's been too long, and I don't think they get that feeling of enjoyment, of excitement this year as well. I'm taking the 76ers and Embiid over Brunson and the Knicks. I'm sorry, Knicks Nation. Sorry, Stephen A., but give me the 76ers. All right, then finally on Saturday, the number 7 seeded Lakers at the number 2 seeded Nuggets. Rematch of the last year's Western Conference Finals. I'm super stoked for this one. Obviously, as a Nuggets fan, super happy. Sad I get to face LeBron and possibly kick LeBron out in the first round. But you got to do what you got to do. Nuggets, 7-point favorites in this one. I don't know. That's a lot. Like I said, you're going against LeBron in the playoffs. And you're giving the Nuggets 7. I'll take LeBron in the points on that one. You don't bet against him. I mean, with the way this team's been playing, backs against the wall, how they looked great the last two games versus the Pelicans. LeBron's like his most efficient year ever, averaging 25 points a game. Anthony Davis played 76 games this season. He's healthy. Austin Reeves another year in. D'Angelo Russell another year in that system, playing great basketball. And this Lakers team, 6th in the league in points a game, 118 points per game, 6th in the league. Denver top 6 in points against, 109 points against. Both teams top 4 in field goal percentage at just under 50%. It's going to be fun watching Jokic and AD, man. That was so fun last year. I mean, all the crazy shots Jokic was hitting and just how close every single game was in that Western Conference Finals. I think it was the closest point differential sweep or playoff series of all time. So, pretty crazy. This game, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC. MVP Jokic, I think that's got to be the MVP this year. Give it back to the Joker. Lakers, though, I mean, you can't win with Darvin Ham. This has to be the last year with Darvin Ham. I just can't stand watching that guy with his hands in his pockets on the sidelines every week. Every game, it's just crazy. Teams going on 30-0 runs, not calling timeouts, no game plans. Luckily, he's got LeBron shooting 41% from the three. A big difference from last year is that the Nuggets didn't have that championship DNA. They didn't know how to win a ring. They didn't know what to do. That was their second time in the Western Conference Finals. Second time playing the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. But now you get a rematch. You've seen that team a lot. You have the experience. You have the know-how. You have the knowledge of winning a series against a tough opponent and going to the playoffs and not letting an inferior opponent kind of make you bring it down to their level. AD's got to have a ball game. He's got to get stops against Jokic. Has to. D'Angelo Russell and Reeves have to be great role players in this series. Have to be. They need at least 12, 15 plus points a game efficiently to make it close games. And Michael Porter Jr. had problems with his shots last year in the playoffs. Hasn't done that this year. I expect big series from him as long as he's making shots. And then, of course, the difference maker, Aaron Gordon, for the Denver Nuggets. Give me the Nuggets in 6 in this series. I like the Nuggets taking down the Lakers and LeBron. All right, let's go into, before we break down Sunday's games, let's go into On This Day in History, sponsored by Hefner Eye Care, located in Oklahoma City, or you can check them out on the web at hefnereyecare.com. All right, on this day, 1995, the Oklahoma City bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Building, killing 168, including 19 kids. 1906, the San Francisco earthquake and fire kills nearly 4,000 while destroying 75% of the city. And then 1775, the shot heard around the world. Shots at Concord begin the Revolutionary War. Man, long time ago. Feels like yesterday, 1775. Wish I was there. Wish I was there for that. I have been to the bridge at Concord where the shots were fired. So, a cool history moment. I love learning that history stuff. Seeing all the Revolutionary War battles and all that. So, all right, happy birthday, Nate Archibald, J.P. Morgan, and Roddy Piper. That's On This Day in History, sponsored by Hefner Eye Care. All right, let's go into the Sunday games. And these series, man, incredible series. This one probably be over quick. Sunday and Monday, number one seeded Boston is going to face the winner of the Heat and Bulls matchup. Boston is the favorite to win the title. They got Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Porzingis. I mean, I don't see the 8 seed even getting close to winning this series against the Boston. I don't care who it is. I don't see it happen. But the Celtics window is closing. They should have won a ring in 21. They should have went to the finals last year. So if it doesn't happen this year, they are in big trouble, and something big is going to happen this offseason. Because this team should be in the championship the last 3 years in a row. Should have won one in 2021. Should have been there last year. And they should make it to there this year out of that East. Now, they're going to have an easy path this first series. The easiest series probably in the playoffs. It should be a sweep. Whoever they face, it's the NBA, though. Any team can get hot. Any team can just have a lackluster performance. If it's the Heat, Tyler and Bam, gotta carry. Kobe White, DeMar DeRozan, I expect them to make it to the first-round series. And I expect them to, I mean, keep it a little close, but maybe I'm going to give them the opportunity, give them the chance, pulling out one game. So give me the Celtics in five. Otherwise, it's not going past five. It will not, I promise you. All right, and then another matchup that's got a lot of drama with it in the East. This game, 6 o'clock Central, or 7 o'clock Eastern time on TNT Sunday. Number 6 seeded Pacers versus number 3 Bucks. And I remember earlier in the season, you had Giannis and wanting his 60-point ball, and the Pacers supposedly taking it after one of their rookies made a free throw attempt towards the end of the game, and they wanted the ball. Well, apparently, the Bucks grabbed the ball like as soon as the clock ran out, and Giannis was mad, thought the Pacers took it. He was storming back into the locker rooms, raging like a bull. So a lot of storyline there. But Giannis, there is no Giannis in Game 1 at least. More than likely, probably Game 2, he will be out as well. Dame time has to happen. It has to happen for this team. And I don't know. Dame has made it to the Western Conference Finals. Otherwise, not much playoff success. Nothing out of the second round. And they should make it out this year. Averaging 24 points a game with Dame Lillard. Giannis averaging 30 points a game. That's a huge loss for them. That is huge for this Bucks team. That's an MVP. That's a Finals MVP player. Two-time MVP. And if you don't have him, you are SOL in this series against a really good Pacers team that is number one in points per game. 123 points per game. Yeah. Bucks, fourth in league, 119 points a game. Both teams really bad on defense. Both in the bottom tier in points against. Pacers, like I said, number one in points for, number one in field goal percentage, averaging nearly 51% from the field. Incredible. And then first in assists per game, averaging 30 assists per game. They are spreading the ball and getting great shots. Great shots. And creating it on the defensive end with nearly 8 steals per game. I mean, Pascal Siakam, Tyrese Haliburton, great players. Haliburton has been balling out. Made it to the All-Star game. Playing really good since then. It's gonna be offense. No defense in this series, especially without Giannis. Nothing to control the movement of the ball down low or even on the wing in the paint. Giannis just does so much for this team. If Giannis isn't there, Pacers are favored in this game by one. If Giannis is not playing in this series, at least the first three games, it could be over by then. Disappointing season last year. It lost when they shouldn't have. Should have made a deep run as well. And if they have Giannis, this team can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. This team can. They're talented. They've got the run in them. They got the All-Stars with them. But without Giannis, this team's losing the first round to the Pacers. And we just don't know. So I'm banking on Giannis being healthy. Give me the Bucks over the Pacers. 6 or 7, I mean, it's going to be a close one. God, you just don't know. It's hard to pick when you're one of the best players in the league is out for the series. I really like this Pacers team. I really do. Halliburton's playing phenomenal. But with Giannis, Bucks are winning this series. All right, and then the this game, this series, probably the second best, maybe the best series in the playoffs as well, vying with the Suns and Timberwolves or Denver Lakers. 5-seeded Mavs at the number 4-seeded Clippers. This game, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC on Sunday. Mavericks actually 2-point favorites in this one. Kawhi not healthy. Has not been healthy the last 8 games. They've been without him. James Harden actually also kind of caught the injury bug. Without Kawhi, with Kawhi, with Harden, with Paul George, with Russell Westbrook, this Clippers team can make it to the Western Conference Finals. And again, we don't know about these star players if they're playing or not. Luka Doncic leads his team in points, rebounds, and assists. Incredible. 34 points a game. Insane. I mean, he needs to win an MVP. I don't want him to take away from my boy Jokic, but he needs to win an MVP, at least before he's gone out of this league. One of the most underrated players. Doesn't get the love and the trophy case that he deserves. Big stat to watch out here for free throws. Clippers, third in the league, 82.5%. Mavericks, only 76% from the free throw line. So it's 27th in the league. I mean, Luka's a big part, not great from the free throw line. That is huge in these games that come down to the final possessions. These game will come down to the final possessions, and not making your free throws. Huge, huge hurt for them. So this series is going to be so good. If I like both teams, it's hard to pick. I think the Mavericks are actually favored in this series. Both teams pretty good away from home and at home. 6-4, 7-3 in the last 10. It's Mavericks winning by only 2 points per game. That's the point differential. Luka Doncic can go prove that he is one of the best. I mean, not just in the game, but one of the best even all time. Just if he can carry this team to a Western Conference Finals or just against this really good team here. Now, Playoff P cannot show up. Playoff P is trash. Paul George needs to show up, not Playoff P. Paul George has been balling out. He's been playing phenomenal basketball, and if he's healthy, if he's making his shots and not playing like he's playing in the playoffs, then this Clippers team can definitely make a run. Kawhi can become an all-time great with a third ring here, and I need Russell Westbrook and James Harden to get a ring. I need it. I need that. Now, this is third time in 3 years that these teams are meeting in the playoffs. Clippers are 2-0 in this series in the last 2 years. Will history continue? Maybe. Russell Westbrook got to carry that second team. Got to be. Playoff Russ. Regular Russ, dynamic, energetic, does what's best for the team, and I think you're gonna get that in the playoffs, especially when all these minutes and shots matter. So he's gonna put that second team on his back. In my opinion, are Harden and Kawhi healthy? I hope everyone's healthy because this is going to be a great series if that is. Oh, I'm basing this again on if these players are healthy. And if they are, I'm taking the Clippers. I'm taking the Clippers to beat the Mavericks in 7. Give me the Clips in 7. All right, and then finally, the number one seed in the West, the Oklahoma City Thunder, baby. You get the Thunder getting to play either the Kings or the Pelicans. I think it should be the Kings. I think that's who I just picked, but I should be that team. OKC going from a 10-1 seed last year. Remarkable, remarkable stuff. Shai Gilgeous, MVP candidate, could win the MVP this year. And if this Thunder team can go far, watch out, league, because it's going to be a dynasty. It is going to be a dynasty to come. Chet playing, having a great, air quote, rookie season. Shea's averaging 30 points a game. OKC, don't change up just because you get to the playoffs. Yeah, you don't have the experience. You have the lackluster there, but you're still a great team. Don't change anything different just because you got playoffs in every single game. And these games mean more, but go play your normal basketball. And that's why you're the one seed. That's why you got to this point. OKC is the youngest one seed ever. Big problem, though, for the Thunder is that Shea is the only guy averaging over 20 points a game for them. That's kind of big. If Shea isn't having an off night, which he really doesn't, other guys need to step up, make some buckets. Chet's got to have big games, big presence down low against Sabonis, who's averaging double-doubles after double-doubles. Sabonis and Fox, I think it will be them, will give a great run of their money for the Thunder. So looking forward to a great series, looking forward to a great playoffs. That's my round one picks. For total, my complete NBA picks in the first round. So in the first round, I have the Celtics, Magic, Bucks, and 76ers winning in the East. In the West, I have Oklahoma City, Denver, Wolves, and the Clippers winning. And then in the conference semifinals, I have Boston defeating the Magic, the Bucks defeating the 76ers, the Clippers defeating Oklahoma City. Yeah, I got the Clippers over the Thunder. I think that lack of playoff experience kind of comes in and hurts them. 76ers-Bucks, that series could go either of any way, especially depending on if Giannis is healthy. May not even get the Bucks there. And then Denver defeating the Wolves out in the West, rematch of last year's first round, I believe. The conference finals. I've got Boston defeating the Bucks. Yeah, I got the Bucks going there. I think Boston, no matter what, is winning the East. Yeah, it probably changed the team that faces them, but Boston, no matter what, is coming out of that Eastern Conference. And then Denver defeating the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals to head to the Finals. I also believe there could be a few teams that – it could be Denver, Clippers if they're healthy. Maybe LeBron goes on a run, or Thunder show like, dang, that team's legit. They can do it. I think it's Denver, though. I think no matter what, you're getting Denver versus Boston in this NBA Finals. And with the bias, and I can say it, and I'm going to love to say it, I got the Denver Nuggets repeating as NBA champions, defeating the Boston Celtics. Oh, baby, that felt good. Coming off the tongue, oh, that felt amazing to say. Hopefully going back to back. Hit it, Drake. Yeah, baby. Come on. Give me Denver over Boston in the 2024 NBA playoffs. All right, that's my NBA picks. Real quick, let's talk RBC Heritage out in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. The purse, $20 million this week, just coming off a Masters week. Which I talked about last week, but kind of a lackluster week. Didn't really feel like the Masters. All the low scores. I think there were seven people under par that finished under par, which is just insane to me. Crowded field. I mean, everyone's back. We're 1 week removed from the Masters. Everyone is there. Even Scotty, Rory, Xander, Homa, Morikawa, JT, Spieth, Clark. Everyone is there in the gala trying to get back at Oberg, get a win at the RBC, put on that jacket, that picnic table jacket looking. So excited to watch. I love Hilton Head, South Carolina, that 18 hole with the lighthouse in the back. Always awesome to me. All right, for my picks, going through it real quick. I made my picks before the golf tournament started. In the lead right now after day one, you got JT Poston and 8-under, Seamus Power, and Colin Morikawa tied for second at 6-under. And then you got a bunch of guys at 5-under, Ekrot, Hughes, Thegala, Rogers, Straka, and Oberg at 5-under. Cam Young at 4-under, Cantley also, Rory also at 4-under. 3-under, you got Jason Day, Zalatoris, and 2-under, you got Scottie Scheffler, Justin Thomas, Corey Connors, and then 1-under, you got Tony Finau, Ken Yama, Spieth, Cam Davis, Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler, Shane Lowry, Matt Fitzpatrick, and then even under, Homa, Fleetwood, Webb Simpson, Nick Taylor. So those are some of the guys, some of the big names on the list, and then Xander and Wyndham Clark at plus one. So that's the leaderboard right now through day one of the RBC Heritage. My picks for the week, underrated, Tommy Fleetwood, Sepp Straka, Colin Morikawa, and Taylor Moore. So those are my picks for kind of being underrated long shots to make a run at this thing. And Straka, Taylor Moore, three under or better. So Morikawa's in second, Fleetwood's one under. So all my guys are in contention that have those underrated long shots. Overrated, kind of high profile that I don't think will do as good. JT, what I say, he was like two under right now, maybe one under. So he's doing pretty good. Ricky Fowler also, I think, one under as well. Corey Connors, so they're in contention. And then Akshay Bhatia, I don't think these guys, maybe they have a few good first two rounds, but then kind of fade when it's time to jump the leaderboard on Sunday. And then, I mean, my top 10 lock, you got to go. You can't bet against Scottie Scheffler right now. You can't. What is that? Three wins in the last four? It's three of the last five. So it's insane. And the world's number one, I'm not going against Scottie to get a top win. I mean, it was plus one. So not a great first round, but I think he is going to step it up, and I'm not going against him. Another top 10 lock got Xander. He's got to step it up a little bit if he wants to make a run. Max Homa also at one under. Rory plays great everywhere besides the Masters, so give me Rory. He's always a top 10, always, if it's not Masters. And then Ludvig Åberg, he's tied for fourth right now as a top 10 lock. So pretty good with my picks so far. We'll see what happens. A great tournament out in Hilton Head. So stay tuned for the RBC Heritage and the NBA playoffs. All right, let's move into my final segment, who I'm sharing my burger and brat with. Now, I don't like to talk say many good things about Texas, man. I don't. I'm an Oklahoman. I don't like to give Texas its props. But I'm sharing my burger and brat with Texas and birds. Texas is in the middle of the most important migratory pathway for birds moving up and down the Americas. Nearly 2 billion birds, in fact. And one out of three in the U.S. go through Texas. So to safeguard the over 400 species, the Houston chapter of Audubon Society and their partners have ran the Lights Out Texas for 2 years now, which have generated incredible results from skyscraper owners to building managers to communities have been turning off their non-essential light for their outside. So they found reducing reflections from exterior lighting in tall buildings helped prevent 60% of all the bird collisions and deaths. Most birds migrate at night by the light of stars and the moon, so you got all that light coming at you. Can definitely make it confusing. And now Fort Worth is joining in the mix and showed their skyscrapers and their downtown with their lights turned down this week on the news. And you can check that out on YouTube, the Lights Out Texas campaign. So that was cool to see Texas kind of helping the birds out with their migratory path. So share my burger and brat with Lights Out Texas and that movement going on down there. All right, everyone, thank you all for listening. Let me know who you guys have in the NBA playoffs. I want to know your guys' picks for the upcoming action. Probably the best playoffs I've ever seen that we're ever going to see. Top to bottom, great matchup. So looking forward to that. All right, everyone, thank you all for listening. Make sure you follow the podcast on any platform, any streaming service, literally anywhere. Get your podcast or check out daily on Instagram and Twitter at Burgers and Brats. Thank you all for listening. Take care. Stay safe.